I'm Mike Duncan here with Gene Stillwell.
Musicians Fraser Melvin and Raha Javanfar are co-founders of the Swansea Summer Music Series. That's taking place at Swansea Town Hall on Tuesdays this month. It's a great idea, and they join us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
So, Fraser, I understand that the whole purpose of this is to bring more live music to communities.
Yeah, Raha and I both play in bands, and we play around the city. But again, a lot of our gigs happen at night, happen in bars.
Right.
So we want to, you know, make it more accessible to families and especially communities. So we decided to do an early evening, 6:30 to 8:30, Tuesday nights in the Blue West Village at Swansea Town Hall, try and get people to come out.
And plus, I mean, anyone who knows, I mean, the venues for live music in this city are decreasing at an alarming rate.
They are, and with Toronto wanting to be Music City, we need we're going to have to find other venues. So we were thinking, you know, what about Swansea, like town halls or community centers or some of the parks and stuff? We have all this usable space. I guess the hard part is with Toronto, it being the weather, so some of these things can only happen, you know, part of the year round. But yeah, we just want to be able to, when the music venues are closed, and have other options to bring music to people.
And plus having it at an early hour, I mean, as, you know, I hate to
That's
admit
great.
I'm getting older, but, you know, I mean, if a band goes on at 11, I'm like, forget it. I'm going.
Yeah. And now, will you be performing outside?
The performances are going to take place on the patio of Swansea Town Hall.
Nice. Lovely.
Which is also because it's a really busy street. We both live on that street on Lavinia, and there's constantly foot traffic and people driving, mostly because of that little community center at the town hall. But there's also another community center down the street people go to. There's a school, there's a park. So we were hoping that just passersby could kind of catch a glimpse or hear a little bit, and maybe then the next week they'll want to come back and actually sit down, and we invite people to bring their own lawn chairs and bring some snacks and just hang out and listen to some music.
And Fraser, did you talk with someone about creating this? And did you have to get permission? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we ended up talking and working with Carol from the Swansea Town Hall, and she was on board with it right away.
Marvelous.
And then once we got that approved by them, it was just talking to the community and reaching out to Moses and Zoomer Radio and all that, and we were really thankful that we could get a sponsor from you guys.
Oh, great.
You know, you guys are keeping live music alive, so thank you.
Well, let's talk about these evenings. Raha, let's talk about the first Tuesday evening. What's going to be on the program?
Sure, we've got a band called Benson Lee and the End of the World, who's going to open the program.
That's a great name for
yeah. They're sort of a trad jazz band. Mm-hmm. One of the main things we wanted to do was to bring different styles of music so that there's a lot of kids in that neighborhood. And I'm a music teacher. And sometimes I'm a little bit alarmed by the narrow scope of some of the music that they hear, a lot of the stuff on the mainstream sort of top 40 stuff. Mm-hmm. And we thought maybe this is an opportunity to just allow them to explore some different styles. So the first one's going to be this trad jazz band. On the second week, we've got a great little duo called Citizen Jane, and they're sort of more in the folk realm, and that will also be the evening where we bring classical music as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be the time. Oh, no, that's, sorry, I got the order wrong, but that's, the third week I'm talking
about
now.
Well, there's a website, don't worry about it.
But I've been studying Baroque violin for the last little while, and we have this little group called Baroque Boot Camp, where we all just kind of keep our Baroque chops going year-round.
Right.
So I think some members from that group, we're going to get together and play some Baroque music, and that's going to be one of the classical portion of the series.
And Fraser, what's on the second Tuesday?
The second Tuesday is this band called Zuze, and it's actually a really interesting ensemble. It's Raha's in it, as well as this other musician named Riffy, and it's made up of 8 or 9 musicians, and they play Iranian folk melodies, but to Afrobeat rhythms.
Cool.
So it's this Iranian Afrobeat. There's 4 or 5 horns, and then the rhythm section. So it's very, very engaging, and it's definitely stuff you don't hear typically. So it's one of the newer bands that's been around Toronto for the last year or 2 years, and so we're really glad to have them perform.
Oh, that's great! And you guys did all the programming.
Yeah,
good for you. And how about the third one?
The third one's the one that I was talking about. I got the confused.
So we talked about the first and third Tuesday all together.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And Fraser, the last one?
That is featuring this drummer and musician from Toronto named Dave Clark. Mm-hmm. And he has a lot of different projects. And this one is called The Uplifters. And it's kind of like a singer-songwriter slash New Orleans kind of style. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very cool. So we're trying to, you know, have different genres each week, different styles. And if it goes really well, this is kind of a project, pilot project for us. So hopefully next year we can expand it and do it June, July, and August.
Oh,
and eventually
great.
If we could expand it to the rest of Toronto, if like each neighborhood had their own little community concerts.
It's a good idea to bring people together.
Plus, you must have gotten an enthusiastic response from like all the bands that you reached out to.
Yeah, I think that people are really excited to come. We've sweetened the deal. We live right across the street, so we're looking forward to hanging out with people and having a little barbecue with them after the show in our backyard and whatnot. And a lot of them are our friends, and we hope in the future that we can expand to a wider array of musicians mm-hmm. who maybe mm-hmm. we don't know as well, but because it's a pilot project, it's really nice to have a tight community mm-hmm. of people who are going to be supportive, and if things don't go perfectly, you know, they're going to
they'll
roll
understand.
With the punches and they'll understand. And I think they're all excited. And you know what? I'm getting less and less enthusiastic about playing those 11 p.m. shows as well.
Right.
So as a musician, it's kind of the early shows, you know, I invite them into my life. So hopefully they do too.
And Raha, you're also involved in theater. You were saying you might not have been able to come this morning because you're in rehearsals right now.
That's right. Yeah, I'm rehearsing for a show that's going up at Buddies in Bad Times Theater this fall.
Sure, sure.
It's called Now You See Her. It's about all the different ways that women disappear out of our society. And we're deep in rehearsals at the moment, long days, 10 till 6. So I'm grateful to my directors for letting me be a little late this morning so I could come chat with you guys.
Oh, great.
We're both very glad you came in this morning to talk about this. It's a great idea.
Sounds like a fantastic, and
absolutely.
I hope it does catch like wildfire and spread
absolutely.
Throughout the city. This
absolutely.
Is a wonderful idea.
That we hope so, too. We want to thank, Zoomer and Moses for the support. So thank you guys for helping us out.
Thank you
Our pleasure.
For chatting this morning.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you. We've been talking with musicians Fraser Melvin and Raha Javanfar, the co-founders of the pilot project of Swansea Summer Music Series. It's taking place at the Swansea Town Hall, and the website is swanseatownhall.ca. And God bless them, they're just going to have a bucket and you can put the money in there and say how much you appreciated them. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye.